You're listening to the Recipe for Radiance podcast. I'm your host, Morgan Taddeo, and I'm so excited to provide you with a space where you get the nourishment to create a life that feels radiant and meaningful to you. Recipe for Radiance is where we celebrate individual journeys, honor our inner wisdom, and cultivate a supportive environment for growth and transformation. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Recipe for Radiance podcast. I am so happy that you're here today, and I'm really excited to dive into today's episode. I feel like I say that at the start of every episode, but I truly do look forward to recording these so much, and this is such a passion project for me. It's something that I've wanted to bring to fruition for a really long time, so every chance I get to jump on the mic, I truly feel like a little kid. I'm just excited to chit-chat, and I think the most beautiful thing about it all is that I feel I've built community within you guys. The messages I receive on my Instagram, the texts I get, it just makes my heart beam. And I'm so happy that you're enjoying this and that this feels like a safe space for learning and just embracing vulnerability, showing up as you are, all of those good things. I'm going to paint a picture of where I am so it feels like we're chilling together. I decided instead of recording in my office today that I would plant my booty in the living room, but not on the couch, of course. I've got to sit on the floor. I am a floor sitter. Of course, I like to sit on the couch too and get comfy and cozy, but there's something about just like sitting on the floor, drinking a warm beverage. I have a cup of peppermint tea. I have a candle going. I'm looking out big bay windows. All the fall foliage is gorgeous. My dog is sitting on my lap. He is 50 pounds and he is crushing my thighs. But you know what? I am so happy he's here. He is like my little security blanket and he's just the very best. But yeah, so that's me setting the scene of where I am. And I bet you're wondering, what is this episode about? So I figured we would do a little something different. I just celebrated my 27th birthday. And if you had no idea that I just celebrated a birthday, it's because most people did not. So this is going to sound maybe a little bit weird to you, but I am just not the biggest birthday gal when it comes to celebrating my own birthday. When it comes to celebrating my fiance's birthday, people in my family, friends, I am all for it. I want to be extravagant and do all the things. But when it comes to me, I don't know. It's just a time where I almost like to turn into this cocoon. I think my most introverted version of myself comes out on my birthday. And I don't know. So this is the second year in a row where I've deactivated my Facebook a couple of weeks before my birthday just because I really don't want people that aren't in my intimate social circle to know or to feel like they need to reach out or anything like that. And then on the day of my birthday this year, I signed out of all my socials. I took the day off from work and was just super present with myself and my life around me. And I'm going to be so honest with you guys. It was one of the best birthdays I have celebrated yet. I felt like the most authentic version of myself, and I was just so present. It was such a beautiful day. And on this day, I decided that I would take out my journal and write down 27 things I've learned in the past 27 years. And let me tell you, it was Tears City up in here. I was just feeling so much gratitude for where I am today and all that I've learned along the way. And I was not planning to share this list with anybody. This was something I was going to kind of keep in my journal, take to the grave with me. Not that there's anything wrong with anything that I've written down, but I was sharing with a friend that this was something I did on my birthday. And she mentioned to me it would be a really good idea to share these things with people in my life. And I thought, you know what? There is no better place than the pod community because you guys at this point just feel like family to me. And I'm so grateful that you're all here. And I want this episode to feel like you're sitting with a best friend or your big sister, and we're just talking about life and the things we've learned along the way. So I'm excited to share this with you guys. We have 27 things to cover, and I'm not going to linger long on each. Maybe I'll follow up with a little explanation, but I'm not going to go into too much detail because I don't want this episode to last forever. But anyway, let's dive in, shall we? All right, the first thing that I have learned in the past 27 years is that it is okay to embrace uncertainty. There is so much growth in the unknown, and unexpected paths can lead to beautiful opportunities. Some of my favorite opportunities and just things in my life have come from a place of, I did not know this was coming. I could not have planned for this. And so I think there's this piece of me that really used to like to hold control over life and my narrative. And I've just learned that it is not humanly possible to have control over every single situation that comes about in life. So embracing uncertainty has helped me to feel peace of mind, and it has really helped me to live in flow with my life. Number two, boundaries are a form of self-love, and establishing them is essential for nurturing yourself. When we set boundaries, we are showing up for ourselves in a way that proves that we are our number one priority. So setting boundaries is not something you should feel ashamed of. It is empowering. It is you taking the initiative to do something that feels good to you. And I'm going to tell you what, more times than not, it is well received by the people who love you in your life. And a lot of times too, when you take the initiative to set a boundary, you could be inspiring people in your life to do the same with other relationships in their lives. I think boundaries is not something that's talked about enough because it's a scary conversation. But I am here to say at 27, I have learned that boundaries are definitely a form of self-love to me. Number three, authenticity is a superpower, and it is one that feels dang good. When you give yourself the grace to show up as who you truly are to your core, the most authentic version of yourself, you are going to start attracting the right people into your life, the right opportunities, and you are going to feel so aligned with yourself. Fully embracing my authenticity, my quirks, the things that make me weird and different has been one of the highlights of my life, and it has just truly helped me to come home to myself. So yes, remember that your authenticity is your superpower. Number four is there is power in practicing gratitude. This is one of those things that you hear people throw around on socials. Everybody's talking about gratitude practices and gratitude lists. But let me tell you, I wholeheartedly believe in the power of this and how it can truly change your mindset. And it only takes a couple of minutes out of your day to run through a list of things that you're grateful for. And when we put an emphasis on the things that we have gratitude in our hearts for, the things that are going well, we start to see more goodness in our day-to-day lives. Because when we focus on the good things manifest. When we focus on negativity, that negativity is contagious and it also manifests in different ways. So practicing gratitude has been a game changer for me and my mental well-being. Number five is allow yourself to feel deeply. Your emotions are so valid. Nobody can tell you how to feel, right? Our feelings are something that we have complete and total ownership over. And whether you're somebody who is really outwardly emotional, you like to outwardly feel your feelings, or if you're somebody who likes to feel them inwardly and not be super open about them, whatever feels best to you. As long as you're feeling them and you're giving yourself the space and grace to navigate whatever is going on for you, because when we suppress our emotions, they begin to manifest in our bodies and it is not healthy for us. Let yourself feel, because in the long run, you are going to heal faster and in a way that is going to be so deeply meaningful to you. So feel your feelings, sister. Number six, changing your mind is okay. And if there is somebody in your life who is telling you it is not okay to change your mind, then you need to tell them to stop with that energy, okay? Because changing your mind is more than okay. And I think changing my mind has genuinely allowed me to get to the space where I'm at today and feeling very grounded and rooted in my life, knowing that I'm not stuck in anything forever and that I'm allowed to grow and evolve and change as a human being. I would not be in the career path that I'm on currently if I didn't make the bold and brave decision to change my mind. So I want you to know that you are never locked into anything and that you have the freedom within yourself to make changes. And if something doesn't feel like it resonates completely, then you have the power to question that. Number 7, this one is heavy. And I'm going to try to not go into too much detail, but this is something that I am so passionate about lately because it is one of the most profound lessons that I've learned, that you are not for everyone and that is okay. Embrace your unique qualities, focus on connections with those people who are truly meant for you and accept you when you show up as the most true and authentic version of yourself. For so many years, I feel as if I shapeshifted my personality to fit into different groups of people so that I would be well received, accepted, and loved. And the only thing that this did was hurt me in the process because I would leave these interactions feeling completely and totally drained. And I would honestly ask myself, what the heck just happened? Because I do not feel good after that. And I would almost try to blame it on these people, right? But at the end of the day, it was me. It's because I was too scared to show up as who I was to my core because I was afraid that I would not be well received by them. And once I started making the very brave decision to just show up as the me that I am, the woman I am to my core, I really began to love myself in this different way. And I began to notice that the people surrounding me in my life were the very best people ever. I'm genuinely so grateful for the connections I have today and the circle of friends that I have cultivated because they're just everything that I could have hoped and dreamed for. And a younger version of me would be so grateful to know that I'm surrounded by people who show up with so much love and grace and acceptance for me. So I truly encourage anybody who's listening to celebrate who you are to your core and show up as that true, authentic version of you. Because once you do this, you are going to start attracting the right people and the right opportunities into your life. I promise you. On to number 8. Celebrate every step of progress, no matter how small. Honestly, the little wins are the best because you know you're on your way to the big wins. So take a moment to celebrate all of the little in-betweens because you are doing so, so great and every step forward deserves to be celebrated in one way or another. Number 9, this is a favorite as well. Take breaks from your technology. Disconnecting allows you to reconnect with yourself and the world around you. And I can promise you that this is going to feel so good for your mind and your body. It's such a restorative experience. Instagram, TikTok, all the things are still going to be there when you get back from this break. And I promise you that not much is going to change while you're away. So give your mind and your body this form of self-love and take a little breaky break whenever you can. Number 10 is find joy in the mundane. This is something that I have been practicing for the past couple of years, and much like practicing gratitude, it has really changed my perspective on life. Finding little things that light you up, bring you joy, bring a smile to your face is so, so important. I would even recommend writing them down in a journal, in your notes app, or taking a picture so that you can remember it and kind of look back on. But there is so much beauty in the little things. So when we start observing them, we kind of start to experience life in a different way. And it's truly beautiful. Number 11 is do not underestimate the power of being a good listener. And this one might sound so basic, but I'm telling you, being a good listener goes such a long way. I find that more times than not, when people come to you with a problem, they just want to be heard. They want a safe space to be vulnerable and share what's on their hearts. And a lot of times when you give somebody that space to talk through whatever's going on, they on their own can almost come up with what their next step should be. So something that I do in my friendships and, you know, relationships, whether that's family or whatever, I'll ask when somebody comes to me, are you looking for advice or are you looking for just a safe space to share whatever is on your heart and your mind? And that almost gives me the ability to understand how I should be showing up for that person in this moment. Because as an empath and somebody who just hates seeing the people I love, you know, feel bad or be in a space that they don't feel comfortable in, I want to save the day. I want to jump in and I want to save the day. But I think the best way I can do that at times is just being a good listener and showing up for them in that way. So yes, that is that lesson. On to number 12. Failure is a stepping stone to success. I've been on a journey of embracing setbacks as valuable teachers, and I feel that they guide me towards growth. They give me more resilience. And failure was something that used to scare the bejesus out of me. I would cringe and cry at the thought of failing at something. I can't even explain to you the amount of times in building my business that I have fallen down and had to make the active choice to get back up. I am learning something new every single day. And I feel that failures make me so much stronger. And they also help me to better understand who I am and my mission. And more times than not, I'll look back on a failure and say, oh my gosh, I am so happy that didn't go the way that I planned, because what I'm on to now is even better than I could have imagined. So failures are not scary. They are the stepping stones to success. Number 13, be curious, not critical. I have been on a journey of approaching challenges with an open mind, and instead of judging right away, because I think everybody can relate to this, something happens and immediately you go into like this critical mindset where you're analyzing everything, the things you could have done better, the things that went wrong, you know, how other people came into play, all of the things. And I feel that when we put ourselves in this negative mindset, it's really easy to start spiraling, which isn't good for yourself or anybody involved. So I have been urging myself to be more curious, kind of analyzing things with a more chillaxed mindset and not really divulging into this place of, oh my gosh, everything is going wrong. So yeah, that's another thing about me too. And I do not have this on my list, but I love to just break out in song so randomly. If you know me in my personal life, then you know. But you guys are definitely seeing more of that side of me lately. I feel like I'm just getting comfortable on the mic and I just feel comfortable with the people who I know are tuning in. So yeah, okay, tangent over. On to number 14. Prioritize self-reflection. I am regularly doing check-ins with myself. Sometimes I call it taking inventory on myself and just checking in different areas of my life. How are relationships going? How is business going? How is my activity? How is my nutrition? All of these things to kind of clarify what I want and to align myself with my truest path, the things that make me feel my best. I know for me, I can start to get really overwhelmed when I'm not taking the time to check in with myself. And it might sound like a silly thing to do, right? Checking in with yourself. Shouldn't you be checking in on others? You should be checking in on others because you care about other people. But as we've mentioned earlier on, you are your number one priority, and you cannot show up for other people in your life to the best of your ability if you're not taking care of yourself too. So scheduling time for regular check-ins. Sunday is a big check-in day for me, but of course I am throughout the week just checking in with myself, tuning into my body, seeing how I'm feeling. But this has been a game changer for me in just growing my confidence and my self-awareness and love for myself. Number 15 is embrace imperfection. And I'm not gonna lie, this one has been a hard one for me because I definitely have perfectionist tendencies, especially when it comes to things that I'm passionate about. So my business being one of those things. And I have been on a journey of trying to break these patterns because perfection is unattainable. It's an unrealistic standard. Nothing is perfect. Nobody is perfect. So trying to strive for that as the end goal is almost putting yourself into this never-ending race. And it's stressful and it's tiring. It's just not fun. So I've been really trying to embrace flaws and authenticity and all of the things that make me and my business and all of the in-betweens unique. And I just feel so much lighter when I keep in mind that imperfection is beautiful. On to number 16, I wrote, let your values be your guide. Now, this has been such a game changer for me when it comes to decision making, no matter what area of my life we're talking about. I know what my values are, I know what my morals are, and these could change in the future, right? I mean, we're constantly growing and evolving as we continue to age and experience new things in life. But I feel very rooted in who I am right now. And this has really helped me to make decisions that are genuinely a reflection of who I am and what I want. So if you are on a journey of trying to figure out what your values are, what feels most aligned with you, I would encourage a journaling activity and just writing down things that you believe to be your values and kind of use these as a guide to help you find direction when you need clarity. I think it could be a really helpful tool in your toolbox. Number 17. I really like this one. Okay. It's laughter is such a powerful healer. I never underestimate a good freaking laugh. I'm telling you right now, nothing feels better than being around people who bring out your inner child, people who make you feel silly and goofy. There is something so healing about that. Anytime I'm in a funk, I know who my go-tos are, the people in my life that can just bring out that side of me. And I don't know, laughter is like medicine. So I'm here still as I'm aging. I love to be silly goofy. Number 18, practice patience with yourself. I felt like I was momming myself when I wrote this down because I can actually be the most impatient person, especially when it comes to knowing what I want. I want it like this. I want to snap my fingers and have everything set to go. But that is just not how reality works. Growth takes time. Progress isn't always linear. So just learning to slow down and know that things will come when the timing is right. Everything that's meant to unfold will. And that leads me right into number 19. Trust the unfolding of your life. My biggest thing here that I have learned is sometimes surrendering to the process leads to unexpected blessings. And I'm going to tell you what, this is a big sister chat right here. This is something I would say to my siblings and they would absolutely roll their eyes. When we release control, beautiful things are bound to unfold. We really have to trust that what is meant for us will be ours. And that, you know, as long as we continue putting out good energy, working towards our goals, staying true to who we are, that what we desire most is going to come to us. On to number 20. Create grounding rituals. This has been a huge lesson for me along the way. I lived most of my teenage years feeling ungrounded, feeling anxious, feeling misaligned with myself, not knowing who I really was, what was going on. It was really crucial for me to find practice that centered me when I was on a journey of really coming home to myself. And I love to use that phrase, coming home to yourself, because it is when you give yourself the space and the grace to show up as your most true, authentic self, and you're really just living in alignment with who you are to your core. So I found practices that really centered me and made me feel most aligned with who I am. And things like meditation helped me, yoga, journaling, deep breathing, things that made me feel still and just connected to me, myself, and I. Number 21. I felt incredibly diplomatic when I wrote this one, but it was something that I saw somewhere and I cannot remember where, but it is a lesson that I have learned, and it is balance doing with being. We all know that action is so, so important, right? Taking action is going to help us get to where we want to be, but so is allowing yourself to rest and recharge. we cannot reach all of our goals if we're not taking time to take a beat and recharging. I don't know about you, but when I am running on empty, it is the demise of my existence. I feel terrible. My energy is misaligned. I feel a little bit more on edge. And as soon as I give myself the space to take some deep breaths, do things that feel like food to my soul, I immediately start to feel better and I'm so much more able to show up for myself in the act of doing when I take that time to rest. So finding that balance is so, so crucial. Number 22, I wrote, celebrate your uniqueness. And I truly love this because I feel like for many years of my life, I wanted to be like everybody else. I wanted to do what everybody else was doing. I wanted to be a cool girl. I wanted to fit in. I wanted to be popular. And that's all fun and dandy for the time being. But honestly, it made me miserable. It made me absolutely miserable because I was not living in alignment with myself. I was trying to be everybody else but me. And looking back, it just breaks my heart in different ways, but I'm happy that I had that experience because it's led me to where I am today. And I'm able to feel so good in my body today because I know what it feels like to live in that way. But being quirky, being unique, being whoever you are is such a beautiful gift. And it kind of ties back into what we talked about earlier. You're going to learn that you are not for everybody, and that's perfectly okay. You're just going to feel so good when you're celebrating who you are uniquely. And I have to say, the older I get and as I make new connections and friendships with people, my favorite people in my life are the people who are not afraid to show up as their true, authentic selves. They celebrate their uniqueness, and honestly, they're just freaking cool. And it's because they are who they're supposed to be. They're living in alignment with their truest self. And you can see that in people, right? And I feel like I'm going to sound like my mom for a minute, but I almost feel like the older you get, the more you can see people for who they are. Do you remember being little and you'd bring around a new friend and your mom was like, nope, no, no, no. She can come and hang out, but I'm telling you what, be careful. And you'd be like, mom, no, she's the coolest ever. She's my best friend. We eat the same thing for lunch every single day. We plan our outfits like she's my forever bestie. And then a couple weeks, maybe a couple months down the line, you're at home crying to your mom about what this friend did to you, right? That's a little bit of a side tangent, but I feel like the older you get, the more you can see people for who they truly are. You can kind of pick out the people who are living in their own niche, their own craft, and then you can see people who are kind of just trying to fill the shoes of other people. They're living lives that don't necessarily align with who they are to their core. But we are all on our own journeys, and whatever floats somebody's boat, you know what? Makes me happy for them. But I feel like that needed to be said. Number 23. Now, this is one that I kind of alluded to when I was explaining other lessons, but to just say it point blank, let go of control and understand that surrendering can lead to new opportunities you didn't anticipate. It can open new doors for you. And I also want to say this too. I understand if you are somebody who likes to have control because it makes you feel safe. And I have been there. I'm still on a journey of kind of navigating that. But I think surrendering can be such a freeing thing. And I feel that beautiful things will come your way when you start to loosen that grip. And I promise you there is safety in the unknown. You just have to continue showing up for yourself and loving yourself and taking care of yourself. Number 24, growth can be uncomfortable. And then I wrote a little squiggly and I wrote growing pains because this is something that I talk about all the time with people in my life. The growing pains of learning new things, getting older, and just kind of figuring out more about life. It can be painful at times. I think when we're younger, we have this blissful innocence to us. And not that we don't carry that into adulthood, but just embracing that growth doesn't always feel good and understanding that that is a normal experience that everybody has, it can kind of bring a little bit more peace to your mind and just know that growth is also a beautiful thing and lots of goodness is to come when we lean into growth. 25 is embrace spontaneity. Some of the best experiences that I've had in my life have come from unexpected decisions and just things popping into place, if that makes sense. I feel like there can be so much fun and spontaneity. Number 26, if you are a client of mine listening, I'm so happy you're here, but also you know what's going to come out of my mouth. Maybe you don't. All right. It's set intentions, not just goals. I think it is very important to set goals, but I think setting intentions can be such a beautiful segue into setting attainable goals. Intentions create space for flexibility, they create space for alignment, and you're really able to figure out what you truly want when you set an intention. So for example, say your end goal is to be able to run a marathon in a couple of months. Some intentions you might set for yourself are properly nourishing your body, taking time to rest and stretch, planning out your running schedule. You know, all of these little things that help you get to your goals can really make your goals so much more attainable. So I love setting intentions. I set intentions for myself every single week, and they have truly helped me to continue to show up as the woman that I want to be in this world. Number 27, we are here. We have made it to the last one. And I have saved my favorite one for last. This is the one when I was writing it where Tear City started to come about, started crying some happy tears, just feeling so grateful for all the things. All right, number 27 is your story is uniquely yours. And your life is entirely up to you, which might sound scary, but I promise you it is absolutely exhilarating. I truly believe that you can bring all of your wishes and desires, the things that you lust after the most, to fruition as long as you are determined and getting there. I think it is just so cool that we are all these individual, unique human beings with our own stories and our own gifts, things that truly just set us apart and make us different. I think for me, as I get older, I love to watch how not only my own life unfolds in the way that it should, but also seeing my best friends and just the people I love in my life live their own unique, authentic journeys and just watching how their life evolves and unfolds as it should. It's just such a beautiful thing to witness, and that truly does speak to my age. That was the most 27-year-old prefrontal cortex thing I could have said. Maybe not. But anyway, guys, that is all for today's episode. I really hope you enjoyed the style of this episode. It's kind of like a one-off. Maybe next year when I turn 28, I'll do something similar if you guys resonate with this. But I let you into a diary entry, so I guess we're getting pretty deep here, but it was fun, and I hope you're able to take something away from this and just know that you are on your own unique and beautiful journey, and I am so happy that you showing up to the Recipe for Radiance podcast is a part of that. All right, guys, I hope you have a beautiful rest of your week. I hope you have a super fun weekend, and I cannot wait to talk to you next week. All right, bye. Thank you so much for listening. A new episode of Recipe for Radiance will drop every Thursday. Be sure to subscribe and rate the podcast. I want to hear from you, so follow at Recipe for Radiance Podcast on Instagram and send in all of the topics and questions you'd like to hear about. I'm so grateful to have you as a part of this amazing journey. I'll see you next week.